Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
1148 on WGN Radio, and Joe heard us tease the Mega Monday Morning Name That Tune quiz. Hey, Joe, you're on the air. How are you?
Excellent. Looking forward to this. Maybe my wasted youth listening to music will pay off.
I'm about to ask you how old you are, Joe, because this music's going to cut some different eras. How old are you?
I'm 55.
All right. Well, I feel you. This so might. You're not going to get excluded.
Anything after 1985, I might be lost here.
I know. I know my music, but I don't know all music, so I don't know how well I do at this. But here was the clue that we played. What do you think that is, Joe?
Alice Cooper, School Out. School Out.
Nice. Does this work for you, Steve? I like that. You can see why we're playing it. You like Alice Cooper? I love that song. And, you know, I thought Alice Cooper was cool, but did I want to put on one of those and listen to them? No, that wasn't my music. Was it your music, Joe? Is that what you were listening to?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And he actually used to live in Chicago occasionally. He had a place here.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Alice Cooper did. How about that?
Lake Point Tower, yeah. He split time between here and Arizona.
All right, here's your next clue.
Oh, man, that was quick. Do I get one? I give up already.
I don't have a... Wow. I can't help you.
Oh, I'm disappointed, you guys. I thought this one was easy.
Give it again.
Because the vocals pick up right there. Here's the answer.
Man. I just called to say I love you.
Again, the theme is...
Oh, it's a bad pop song. That's why I didn't get it.
That's not a bad pop song. That is Stevie Wonder, sir. What?
Not to keep going back to John Prine, but John Prine did a great version of that song.
I just called to say I love you.
Yeah. If we're Sir Duke or something like that, I'd get it.
Well, yeah, right. Remember, the theme is they have something to do with how we're living our lives, and I just called is the payoff there. Okay, well, let's see if we got another one.
Oh, yeah, got it.
I'm lost again.
That's kind of tough there. That's kind of cold.
Well, I'll let Joe hear it one more time. What is it, Steve Bertrand?
It's not as good this game as I thought it was.
Take My Breath Away.
I can't believe we're doing songs about the coronavirus. But we are.
Who is that singing? I don't remember.
That was...
I think it was Berlin.
Did you say Berlin, Joe?
I think it was Berlin, yeah.
Berlin is correct. Hey, Joe, I'm going to give you points for that, sir.
He did some clubbing.
All right, here comes your next one.
Bon Jovi... forget the name of the song. It's Bon Jovi.
I don't do Bon Jovi.
It is Bon Jovi.
Living out there.
Holy cow. Listen to this guy. Joe, you're killing it, man. You're 3 for 4.
Play the guitar parts for me. I'll play the guitar, I'll know.
So if we do the guitar riffs, you'll get it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because what we played there was not the guitar riff. It was the Ooga machine. Okay. This one, again, relates to how we're living our lives, and it has something to do with the ESPN documentary about the Bulls.
Alan Parsons Project.
Oh, I get it. Nope, it's not Alan Parsons Project, but there's a little of that in there, yeah. He was friendly to a synthesizer.
It's not Green Day.
Nope.
No, it's not Green Day.
Oh, Green Day, meaning that's what the Bulls made after they won the championship?
No, but didn't they use that as a big theme for one of their rallies, a Green Day song, I think?
Play one more time. All right, you has-beens aren't going to get it. Here's the payoff. Well, she said it's everywhere you go, but Madonna dated Dennis Rodman. And that little factoid was, we were reminded of that on the show last night. It's pretty weird. Like, Rodman was kind of a flaky guy. You know, he didn't really know who he was. He wasn't a goofball in college. He became a flowery goofball in the pros. And Madonna's the one that pulled him aside when they were dating. I don't know what that even means. And she said, listen, you have to figure out who you are and own that. Be your own person. Madonna was good at that. She told Rodman to do that, and he sort of embraced his inner freak and became Dennis Rodman, according to the show last night. Do we have time for one more, Ashley? Okay, here's your last clue.
Can you do it one more time?
This is not fair because Joe is good at rock and roll guitar. This is not rock and roll, but I didn't know you were going to call, Joe. So it's
another. Well, I mean, when I heard the Alice Cooper, I'm like, okay, this is right up my alley.
I know. You know, we should do that. We need to be consistent. So if somebody knows crappy pop songs, then we'll do all crappy pop songs, and you wouldn't have called in. But we've got them mixed up here, don't we?
Exactly. Right. Oh, well. It was fun, though.
Hold on. You're not done yet. Here's the payoff. I don't even know what this is. Never-ending story. Which is how we're living our lives right now, too, including this bit. All right, here's what I've got for you, Joe. A hoodie from our friends at MegaPros. I want you to wear that proudly. Just for calling in, you get the hoodie. Sounds good?
Cool. Thank you so much.
Where are you calling from, Joe?
Northwest Side.
Northwest Side. All right. Is the sun shining there? Is life okay for you?
Yeah. Sun's still shining a little bit. Clouds are moving in. Yeah. But still not too bad.
I'm looking out over the lake right now. Brenda and I spent some time driving up and down Lakeshore Drive this weekend. And I don't know if it's when it gets to be spring and summer, but like, there are three different shades of blue out there right now. I'm on the 18th story looking down. And sometimes Lake Michigan is just the loveliest thing. It's too bad people can't get closer to it. It's very pacifying.
Well, I actually work on Lake Michigan. I normally work on tour boats, but obviously I'm not doing that right now.
Oh, are you a docent on one of them, or are you the driver?
I'm a captain on one of them.
Which one?
Firstly.
I'm going to look you up when we all get better, Joe. You stay well.
You got it. Take care.
First Lady Tour Boat, Captain Joe. All right. It's 11:56. WGN Radio News is coming up in just a minute.